I want to be a cooperative component. I want to be a vibrational match to all that I've been asking for. I want to be a cooperative component. I want to be a vibrational match to the source within me, to the culmination of all that I have become. I want to fulfill my reason for being here. I want to have step one moments. I want to acknowledge that source is having step two moments. I want to be aware of the difference between a step one and a step three vibration. I want to acknowledge that it's all right for me to have step one moments. I want to know that it's okay to be out of the vortex. I want to make peace with where I am. I want to look for the positive aspects wherever I am. I want to make lists of things that feel better than other things. I want to make lists of things that feel good until I've increasingly improved lists. I want to activate within myself thoughts about things that feel good. I want the dominant thoughts that I think to be inside the vortex kind of thoughts. I want the majority of the beliefs that I hold to match the beliefs that source holds. I want to relieve myself of the flawed premises that I picked up along the physical trail. I want to let all other people live as they want to live. I no longer want to use anyone or anything as my excuse to be outside the vortex. I'm an in the vortex person. I'm someone who wants to be in the vortex, but I'm still physically focused, and while my source is always in the vortex, I'm willing to come out and play and put more good stuff in. But now I understand the relationship. I understand what emotions are. I understand the vibrational frequencies between who I am and who I'm being. I love the emotional guidance system that is within me. I love feeling my way into the vortex. I love knowing the well-being of the vortex. I love knowing that all truly is well with me. I love feeling the worthiness of my beingness and the prosperity of my being and the vitality of my being and the clarity of my being and the knowing of my being. I love being. Don't you now know more about the vortex than you've ever known? Don't you understand your relationship with it? Don't you know what your dominant priority is? Don't you understand your guidance system better? Don't you want to think the thoughts that feel better? Aren't you willing to be nicer to yourself when you're not in the vortex? Aren't you willing to let everybody else off the hook who hasn't been trying that hard to make you feel good? Aren't you ready to take responsibility for how you feel? Don't you sort of feel empowered to do it? Don't you love the feeling of being out of the vortex and then consciously, deliberately focusing yourself in? Don't you love coming into your own power? Don't you really like knowing that the universe has your back, that everything that you want is all queued up for you and it's just a matter of focusing yourself into it? Don't you now, from inside the vortex, appreciate more of those outside the vortex contrasting experiences that have caused you to expand? Don't you like knowing that you will constantly expand? Don't you like knowing that it's going to be a constant tuning up? Don't you like that it's going to be a constant tuning up? Don't you like that it's going to be a constant tuning up? Well, that's the part you don't like so much, because you keep thinking you want to get in the vortex and get it done and live happily ever after. And we want you to hear something that is hard to hear, but it is so, so true. And that is, it's getting into the vortex that is the rush of life. Just like when you're hungry and you eat something, it tastes better than when you've been eating all day long. When you're out of the vortex and then you work your way in, that's that zest. That's that feeling. That's that feeling of motion forward, you see. You just don't want to make a career out of step one. You want to make a career out of step three, which is moving into the vortex. And each time you're in there, then you can look at those people who you felt were responsible for your not being in, and now they look beautiful to you because they gave you the reason to expand, and in your moving into your expansion, you are thrilled with everyone involved. So you have this person, and they just harass you into expansion, 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 expansion. But then you can't get your eyes off of them because they're just so in your face and so inappropriate. So the very person that caused your expansion is now the person you're using not to take your expansion, and that's why you're extra, extra mad at them. But when you're in the vortex, you'll be extra, extra appreciative of their having prodded you into expansion, and you're using your guidance and wisdom to now take your expansion. There's still a little bit of, oh, Abraham, just get me in the vortex. Let me just get in the vortex. I'm tired of not being in the vortex. I just want to get in the vortex where good things can start happening to me. And we say, get in the vortex and good things will start happening to you. It is law. Say with us, what I want is done on a vibrational level. It is. What I want is done on a vibrational level. What I want is done on a vibrational level. I ask for it and it is done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. That's why he's saying, I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. It's done. It's done. My lover is there. My money is there. My good feeling body is there. My recovery has taken place. My abundance is there. My clarity is there. My stability is there. My vitality is there. My flexibility is there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. I like to think about it. I like to talk about it. I like to bask in it. I like to concentrate. But don't do any of these processes to make something happen. It's done. It's done. It's done. Don't do them to make them happen. Don't do them even to get it. Don't do it even to get there. It's done. You are in your physicalness. You are so insignificant in relationship to what's done. It's done. Do you realize the world you are creating? Do you see your vibrational escrow? We do. It's done and it's magnificent. Now talk about it because it feels good to talk about it because it doesn't need more work. You don't need the clarity in order to make it happen. It's done. You don't need the conversation. You don't need the processes to make it happen. It's done. Let's not get the job done. Let's let the job be done. Let's let it be done by the natural laws of the universe. Let's let it be done by the larger part of you. Let's let it be done by law of attraction. Let's let it be done because it's right that it be done. Let's let it be done because it is done. That's the thing that we so want you to hear. It is done. It's only your awareness that you can't see the evidence of the doneness of it that is holding you back. Everything is unfolding in its perfect order. It's a matter of letting it be, letting the goodness that you so deserve, that you've so set into motion, that you've so even recently contributed to magnificently. Just let it be. Let the good times roll. Let the fun be. Let my attitude improve. Let the evidence be shown. Let the world understand. Let me know right now. Let it be. Let who I really am be present in this moment. Let my eagerness be. Let my passion be. Let my clarity be. Let my balance be. Let my metabolism be. Let my well-being be. Let my cells do what they do. Let my nation be. Let my government be. Let the healthcare system be. Let the ecology be. Let the economy be. Let the good times roll. Let it be. Let the well-being be. Let the earth spin in its orbit in perfect proximity. Let it be. How involved in that are you? You're not involved in that. You let that be. You let that be. And you can let everything be in that same expectant of good things to be. We want you to leave here sure of these things. You are more source energy than you are flesh, blood, and bone being. You are vibration at your basis, and your emotions are your keenest way to identify that. Life is supposed to feel good to you, and when it doesn't, you're off track. You can't get it wrong, no matter what, because at its time of feeling most wrong, you're really poking around in a problem. And when you are at a time when you are really poking around in a problem, you're really giving birth to a solution. And we all really appreciate that. Because we exist, as you perceive us right here and now, as the solution side to the problem that you have posed. If your life had not prompted the culmination of your question, these answers could not be here in this vivid form. We were not standing here as the owner and holder or perceiver of all of this knowledge, just waiting for you to figure out the right question so that we could deliver it to you in the perfect timing. You created the answer when you posed the question. Our satisfaction happened even while you were struggling with your question. Your satisfaction doesn't happen till you let go of the problem and accept the reality of the solution. There isn't anything that you're supposed to do. You didn't say, as you made the decision to come into this body, you didn't say, I'll find my life's purpose and I'll fulfill it. You didn't say, I'll go forth and find the things that need to be fixed or improved, and I'll work on fixing and improving them. Instead, you said, I cannot wait to sink my thinking teeth into the variety that will inspire expansion from me, because it's fun as it begins in the beginning and the middle and the ending. It's fun to explore contrast and variety, and it is oh so fun to give birth to a new idea that has not been before. And it is so much fun to recognize the vibrational variance between the new idea that I've given birth to and where my habit of thought usually is. And it's fun to be aware of this vibrational variance by the emotions that I feel, and it's fun to guide myself into alignment, and it's fun to feel the improvement in the manifestation of my life as I find more alignment. And oh, it is so satisfying to come into complete alignment with that new expansion that I just carved out. And oh, then by the way, it's fun to see the manifestation swoop in all around me, but it's then fun to find myself standing in a new place of diversity and contrast, giving birth immediately to another new desire. That's fun. And it's fun to realize that I'm not up to speed yet with that new idea, but it's fun to recognize that I have guidance within me that lets me know the direction of my expansion. And it's all fun when I turn in the direction of that. So satisfying to feel the call of source and to come into alignment with it. Oh, and so exhilarating to complete that vibrational alignment and to feel the resonance with the fullness of all that I have become. Oh, so satisfying. And then to get to watch the manifestation swoop in around as evidence of that alignment. So, so, so fun. And then to find myself standing in a new contrasting place. Because I cannot stand in any place for any period of time at all. It's all moving forward so rapidly, isn't it? So when you come, as so many of you have, to the awareness that it is the expansion that is exhilarating and the catching up with it that is exhilarating and the contrast that's exhilarating and the expansion that is exhilarating and the catching up with it that's exhilarating and the manifestation that is exhilarating, but it's the movement of energy that you are about. You are energy moving themes. You are creators. You are focusers. You are beers, not doers. You are beers, not havers. You are beers. You are emotional beings. And as you care how you be, as you care how you feel, then all of that having and doing will just show itself to you. But it will never, ever, ever be the main event. It will always be old news. It will always be old news. Because the new news is the new idea. The new idea, the new expansion, the new motion forward, the new coming into alignment, the new emotion, the new sensation, the new culmination, the new manifestation, the new contrast, the new idea, the new coming into alignment, the new emotion, the new alignment, the new manifestation, the new contrast. In other words, it's just this cycle of never-ending joyful life experience that we are all a part.